Ina o mai te kāna toko whiwhi ngai tēnei wahi ne mohi o pāhiana e tahi o koutou o te nuinga o koutou o muri wenua a te taitokerau mohi o pāhiana ki tēnei wahi ne. Tana ingoa ko Ella Henry, kamutu e hoama, mana āta kōrero kia koutou, e mihi atu kia koutou, e kōrero atu kia koutou, tāna nei mahi i akarana nā. Kia ora anō kia tātou. Mihi atu na kia koe. Morning Ella.
Ai, tēnā koe, tēnā koutou katoa whānau mā.
Ai, tēnā anō koe. I just thought I'll introduce you, and obviously a lot of people will know you, but there are a few that probably would not. So I would like you to say where you're from and everything else, and then tell us what sort of a job you do.
Ai, pai ana. I te reo tuarua, unfortunately, here urban Māori and I, nei. I'm a Karaya girl, born there in 1954, lived in Pukeporo Road until I was six, so that was 1960, and mum and dad come down to Auckland because all my brothers and sisters who are older got married and you know, Te Pihaere ki Akarana. So if they figured they were going to see their mokopunas, that they would have to go to Auckland, and so they put us in the truck and drove us down like the Beverly Hillbillies. And in 1960, we went to live in New Lynn. My dad worked at the tanneries, my mum worked at the potteries, and basically half of Pukeporo Road followed us. So up in Pukeporo Road, we used to live next door to the Beasleys and the Nathans, and down in Portage Road, we used to live next door to the Beasleys and the Nathans. And so I'm a New Zealand... A New Lynn girl, Westie, for my education. Then I did a bit of travelling overseas, a bit of Te Pihaere around Tawahi, and came home when I was 30 and started university very late because they kicked me out of Kelston Girls High School because I was a really rotten little Sheila back in the 60s, and it was a good thing for me. When travelling, figured out that it was actually easier to be a Māori girl in Paris than a Māori girl in West Auckland. Came home, went to university, and basically I've been at university for most of the last 30 years. I started in 1986. I did a bachelor's degree in majoring in Māori studies and sociology, and that was when I learnt A, how to speak that reo, because mum and dad didn't want us to speak that reo at home because they were frightened that the same things would happen to them growing up if we spoke that reo. So I didn't start learning to really kōrero because my dad died when I was 21. He was the one who was the real kai kōrero, Sam Henry from Ahipara. In fact, most of our whānau are either buried out at Wainui or over at Waimahana over in the Ngāti Kahu side. And so I started learning the reo late. I started learning my history late, and because a lot of us don't know it. That made me very angry when I realised how much of our history had been extinguished, and you know, a lot of our rangatahi back when I started really didn't know about the treaty, about the grievances, about the government actions. A lot of that's changed in the last 30 years, but that was pretty hard. Then I did a master's degree in business studies because all my sociology mates had no jobs and I wanted a job, so I transferred to business, and that's where I started focusing on Māori in business, Māori development, Māori leadership, and that's really where I've been for the last 20 years. And now I teach at AUT, and I helped set up the Māori media program here. So we have a lot of our rangatahi from Muri Whenua come down to Akarana to do that. We've got some fabulous graduates. As soon as they get out the door, they get gobbled up by Māori TV and Te Karere and Māori production companies, which makes me very proud. But then they don't go home, so, you know, I'm sure their whānau are a bit hoha about that, but they'll come home eventually once they sow their wild oats. And so that's my mahi now. I'm involved in a couple of research projects, which hopefully will get me back up home. One is looking at, it's a national science challenge looking at building, and so I'm doing some research around Māori contributions to building and also Māori needs and aspirations, particularly around housing affordability. And it's not just a problem in Auckland. I know last time I went up home, you know, the house prices in Karai have gone through the roof. It's crazy. Yeah. And homelessness is an issue even in Karai because people are, you know, homelessness isn't just living in a car. It's when you've got too many people living in a house and when you've got really bad housing because you don't have the money to fix it up or you live in an isolated community. So those are big issues for one of my research projects, and the other is looking at Māori leadership. particularly because I was one of the treaty negotiators for our Ngāti Kauhiki Whangaroa Y116 claim, which just went before legislation this year, and we desperately need very strong governance for the post-settlement governance entity. So we really, in the north, need to think about, you know, how we get the best governance possible, how we get the best leaders possible. I mean, you know, we've got to have skills. I mean, we might love our cousins, but, you know, we've got to have actual real skills on those post-governance, post-settlement governance entities. So that's the focus of my research. So that's me in 10 minutes.
Oh, very good, Ella. I like that when you can broadcast it that way, Ella. It's fantastic because a lot of people up here wouldn't have known the capabilities of what you have done. And it's marvellous how you have done it. And it's very good and interesting.
Oh, kia ora, thank you. I just want to do a shout out to all the whānau there. My sister still lives up there in Koraia. You know, all the whānau, Ada, and all the whānau, whānau in Koraia. Ngāmi hatu ke koutou. Got lots of love for my family that live in the north, and I know how hard it is to battle sometimes to keep your kids on the straight and narrow, to keep them in school, to keep them, to find work for them, you know. Koraia is a classic example of a town that's been often forgotten by the politicians in Wellington. And so we've got a responsibility to make sure that all the resources that we are able to accumulate in town are able to be funneled back to our whānau at home.
Oh, very good. Well, you can bless that Kelvin Davis is there. He'll probably prop us up now that he's there.
He better or kick his no.
Yeah, well, it's the same likewise. And look, there's Shane and a few others from all up north here.
Exactly.
Surely they can all put it together now and push for some, you know, a lot of things that can happen up the north now. We need it.
Yeah. We got three Muri Whenua boys in Parliament at the moment with Penny, you know, because his mum's from Ngāti Kauhiki Whangaroa. You've got Shane, you got Kelvin. So that's a very high proportion of the Māori caucus is Muri Whenua.
Oh, that's right.
And so it's up to Muri Whenua to make sure that they look after Muri Whenua.
That's right. Very good. Well, I'm glad I've spoken to you, Ella. And I'll keep you on my books for all, a few things and a few kōrero and a few opinions.
Tino pai,
Ella. Okay, aye. We catch up. Nō reira I te iwi. You've heard Ella Henry this morning. So we'll keep tracking in every now and again and kōrero to her.
Pai ana, tino pai.
Kia ora.
Tati te, aye.
Noho ora mai. Ko Ella Henry tēnā. Ko roa ke ngā tāngata e hihana ki te kōrero I ke aia, ngari naini ko whiwhi hau, me kōrero pēne pēau ki a koutou, piki laki a hau ki te kōrero ki aia I tēnei ata. He kōrero katakata noi no tēnei, ngari e hariana, e ko kōrero hau ki a Ella Henry tēnei ata.